Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. The time is 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time. Here's the latest information on Hurricane Delta. We still have winds at 100 miles an hour moving northwest. At 15 miles an hour is the movement of the storm. So let's look at the latest information here, beginning with the satellite. Really a lot of discussion here in operations. We're getting tons of information in from the satellites. We're getting information, not only that, the aircraft. We've got three aircraft in there now. We've got the NOAA P-3. We got the C-130 from the Air Force going right through the storm, getting us information about the structure, getting us information about that intensity and the pressure field as well. But also, we're looking at NOAA going all around the periphery. Looking at information with the G4, trying to look at those steering currents. A lot of information coming in here. You can see the wind barbs coming in and also the structure of the storm. Big band of convection developing there. We are starting to see some pressure fall, so we're going to see what happens with time, because we are forecasting the storm to strengthen, not only grow in size, but also strengthen in wind speed. Plenty of ocean heat content here, not much shear over the central Gulf, so we'd not be surprised at all to see some of that strengthening with time. So let's look at the timing here. So getting stronger overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, and then approaching the coastline here by tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon. So this is important, because if you think about that, that means you have today. You have today to prepare a large storm. I mean, you think about over 120 miles out from the center are those tropical storm force winds. The larger the storm, larger the wind field. That wind could get there earlier than landfall. Not only that, some of your storm surge could get there as well. So don't wait to the last minute, because when that storm surge gets in there early, that could cut off your evacuation route. So today's the day. Today's the day to be really ready with time. Okay, you look at this. It's still the cone. So the upper Texas coast over to portions of central Louisiana, the center could be in any one of those areas. So we're going to kind of look at that timing here, and this is a good way to look at it. This is the arrival of tropical storm force winds tomorrow morning. That's why it's so important to realize today's the day. And some of those winds could even stretch inland. It's not just in the cone, not just around that center. Places like Baton Rouge, Lafayette, over to Beaumont, even getting northward towards Alexandria, Natchez, Mississippi. Any one of these areas could see these tropical storm force winds. Could knock down trees, could knock out power, dangerous situation. So look at some of the water impacts as well. Water traditionally is historically one of the most dangerous parts of these tropical systems. So the rainfall here in orange, 6 to 10 inches of rain. Some places could get 12 inches, a foot of rainfall, not just on the coast, but look, you get towards Alexandria, Lake Charles, any one of these areas back up to Monroe. Even getting to the Mississippi Delta, you can see 4 to 6 inches of rain. So dangerous situation associated with the rainfall. And remember, it's important. Little wiggles and wobbles of this storm, you can see some of those max values shift as well. Watch out for those rain bands. Those rain bands could be well away from the center. Tornadoes and heavy rain. Storm surge wise, this is what we're thinking of. The flash flooding, you can see the moderate risk there from the Weather Prediction Center. And the other part, the storm surge. Big values. Cameron over to Pecan Island, 4 to 7 foot. But look at this, Vermilion Bay, you start got Iberia Parish, you start talking about St. Mary Parish, some of these places, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. So dangerous situation. Listen to those local officials, and we keep bringing you the latest information from right here at the National Hurricane Center.